Sure, great. Well, how nice to see you in the flesh. we've had the privilege, as you know, to be here on many occasions, but not in this venue. So it's nice to see so many people I don't recognize, too. And that's great to see you. Hope that in this month ahead that maybe we'll get to know you a little better and spend some time with many of you personally. That's our intention anyhow. John chapter 1 is our chapter this morning. John chapter 1. As we were looking at the weather and preparing to come, most people back in Ontario think that we come to Vancouver because the weather is so good. Well, it's amazing. The weather is actually better in Ontario right now than it is in Vancouver. So, but that was not our reason for coming, to get in the better weather. It's to come in fellowship with you. And as Paul could say to the Romans, to share some spiritual gift with you as well in fellowship. John chapter 1. Now, if I said to you, what have you got to say about yourself? Just think about that for a minute. What do you have to say about yourself? So someone comes to you and says, now just give me a report. I'd like to know who you are and what you do and how you do it and why you're here and what's going on. What do you have to say about yourself? Where would you start? Well, we're going to look at that question. That question has been asked before. And I want you to notice in John chapter 1 and verse 22. Then they said to him, who are you, that we may give an answer to those that sent us? What do you say about yourself? We're going to look into that for a moment this morning. I think the first thing I want to do is to tell you that if you're a fairly new Christian, or even you've been saved for a while, it's easy to get mixed up on names in the Bible. So I'm going to just tell you that there are four people in the Bible called John. Four. Possibly five if Jonah could be translated John. Some of you get that later. But the four people that are named John in the Bible, we're not going to turn to all this. We don't have time. But let me just say, in Acts chapter 4 and verse 6, that person called John there is probably some relative of the high priest or Annas, some relative, some kin to him. Mentioned this, the name John is mentioned in a list with him. And then some of you would recognize this name, John Mark. Remember that sometime in scripture? Mostly we refer to him as Mark, but he is also called John Mark. Now, his mother was Mary. Remember that? They were having a prayer meeting in Mary's house when Peter was in prison. And remember, the Lord sent an angel, and Peter got delivered, and he went to the house and had a little trouble. That's the only door that didn't open very good for Peter that night, was the door into the house where the prayer meeting was. But that was John Mark's mother's house. And Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark. And there's some other neat things about him. And then the third one that I would mention is called John the Apostle, or the Beloved. You might recognize him because he's referred to as the one that leaned on Jesus' breast. the one whom Jesus loved. Not that Jesus didn't love the other disciples or apostles, but John had a special place in the life of the Lord Jesus. John wrote the Gospel of John. He wrote 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, and he also penned the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. So we got some relative to Annas, the high priest. We've got John Mark. We've got the apostle. But that's not who we're reading about here. This is a different person here. Now, you're in chapter 1. Go back to verse 19 and watch this. Now, this is the testimony of John. Okay, well, we're going to figure out who this John is. It's not any of the Johns that I've mentioned so far. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I'm not the Christ." They asked him then, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent you? What do you say about yourself?" And he said, this is his answer, "I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Okay, now take your Bibles. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 3. Book of Matthew chapter 3. Let's read in verse 1. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist, we're getting a little more detailed information now. John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins." And then let's just notice down in verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized of him. And then let's turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, here in Matthew. Go to Luke chapter 1. And let's begin reading in verse 5. Luke 1 and verse 5. "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell on him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, when he will also be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord and their God. He also will go before him in the spirit of the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." I think we'll stop our reading there. Then just one other reading, Luke chapter 7, please. Luke chapter 7. And let's just notice verse 28. Jesus speaking about John says this, "For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." Now, to go back to my question, what do you say about yourself? Would you pull out a portfolio? Would you say, "Well, I've done this and I've done that and I've gone here and I've got that education and I've climbed this ladder of success and I'm," what would you say? Let me tell you from our reading what John the Baptist could have said. He could have said, "I was a miracle child, visited by a special angel from heaven to announce my birth." He could have said, "My father was of the priestly line." He could have said, "The scriptures say, I am great in the sight of the Lord." He could have said, "I am a Nazarite and have taken certain vows for my whole life." He could have said, "I was filled with the Holy Spirit from my mother's womb." He could have said, "I will turn many in Israel to the Lord." He could have said, "I'm the announcer. I'm the forerunner of Christ, saying the Messiah is here." He could have said, "My message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He could have said, "I come in the power of Elijah." He could have said, "All of Jerusalem and all of Judea flocked down to the river to see me." He could have said, "I baptized the Son of God, the Messiah himself." He could have said, even Jesus said, "Born among women, there has never been a greater prophet than me." That's what he could have said. What did he say? Please listen. He didn't even give his name. Now that's different. He's caused such a commotion in Israel that the priests and Levites have sent an entourage of questioners. Find out who he is. Find out where he comes. Find out what he's doing. Find out why he's there. It's caused the whole country's in a commotion. Find out. They go. They question him. You know what he said? I'm not Christ. I'm not Elijah. I'm not the prophet. Matter of fact, dear friend, this morning, listen to this. He said, I'm a voice. That's all I am. I'm just a voice. There is a word. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal word of God. Listen, there's only one word, but there are many voices, and John happened to be one of those voices. You know what he also said, or could have said? He could have said, I am so important that everybody on earth after my decease is going to read about me. I'm going to be included in the scriptures. I'm going to be so important. Let me tell you what he did say. I am not important. I am so insignificant. I'm not even worthy to unlatch or untie the shoestrings on his sandals. That's what he said. And so John put it like this, if I could speak for him. It's not about me. It's about him. You see, if you don't understand everything about John the Baptist, in some ways it probably doesn't matter, as long as you understand who Jesus is. You see, Jesus is the key player in the story. It is John who announces him. It is John who later has disciples. And he says, Jesus is here now. I want you to go with him, and I don't want you to follow me anymore. I'm just the announcer. I'm just telling you that he is coming. It doesn't matter who I am. What matters is who he is. Christian, this morning, follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, what do you say about yourself? Are you a voice? Do you have a ministry? You say, "Oh, I'm not a preacher like you, or I don't. You know the Lord, you are. You're a witness. You're sharing with others. You're talking to others. You're pointing others, not to yourself. You don't ever point anybody to yourself. You point them to Christ. He is the one." I don't think I've ever heard of a story like this in my life. When the representatives come from Jerusalem, when the media follows along with cameras and taking everything down, let's find out who this is. And he wouldn't even give his name. What a humble man. What a godly man. But what a man. Are you listening? You see, he sent his disciples and said, would you ask Jesus if he is the one, or should we look for another? This man. That's what he said. He said, is he the one? Ask him, are you the Messiah? Are you the real one? Or should we look for another? Jesus said, go tell him what you've seen. The blind see, the deaf hear, the cripple walk, the dead are raised. Blessed are those who have no doubt about me. You see, I can identify with that man in many ways. How many times have I tried to be that voice, tried to be that witness? And then I think to myself, Joe, have you got it right? Is this right? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. It is right. There is no doubt. The scriptures are clear. And you and I have one of the greatest privileges. I tell you what, angels would give both wings if they got wings. They give both wings to do what you and I have the privilege of doing. You know what that privilege is? To be a voice for Christ in this world today. Just a little servant of a great Savior. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege of being a voice. Oh, our names are not in the scriptures. Haven't had miracle births or angels to announce our arrival. But Father, we've had the Savior die on a cross for us. We've had him suffer and bleed and die and raise again the third day that he might forgive us, cleanse us, give us a new life, so that we might be voices. That we might go home and say, let me tell you about a wonderful man called Jesus. That we might go to work and say, I have a Savior that I'd like to tell you about. That we might go to school and everybody else has no time to say, Jesus changed my life, you know. He can change yours too. A voice. It's not who we are, what our education is, what our achievements are. It's who Jesus is and all that he has done. Oh God, help us to be like John the Baptist in that way, to be a voice, just a voice for Christ today. In his name, amen.